May 27th, 2021, Thursday of the Octave of Pentecost. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, your sacrifices are most worthy when they are offered with a loving heart. Sacrifices offered begrudgingly are not worthy of much recompense from me. I can fully use the sacrifice that is given to me as a gift. When I open the gift, I find love, which I use to my advantage in the world." Many such offerings towards the same cause combine to make a powerful weapon in the war against evil. The saintly soul makes of his life a loving sacrifice given to me without complaint. I see all the special needs of each soul. I invite souls to give to me their needs with love. Step back and watch grace go to work. Sometimes the greatest gift is acceptance of the cross. I am then able to fill such a heart with the graces needed to carry the cross. A note is given to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16 through 18. Living by faith. So we do not lose heart, though our outer man is wasting away, our inner man is being renewed every day. For this slight, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.